In this bulletin, a cabinet minister embroiled in an historic rape allegation expected to break his silence. Australia's international borders remain closed until at least June. And in sport, the Socceroos World Cup qualifier against Nepal in Kathmandu postponed. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The cabinet minister embroiled in an historic rape allegation is expected to break his silence. The man, who Prime Minister Scott Morrison says vigorously rejects the allegation, has sought legal advice from defamation lawyer Peter Bartlett and is expected to declare his innocence. New South Wales Police has closed its investigation into the allegation involving a woman who took her own life in June 2020. The woman's lawyer, Michael Bradley, has told the Nine Network it's important the minister address the allegation.
Well, it's a really important and appropriate step for him to take. It's a necessary thing to happen. Well, I hope that he'll directly address the allegation and we'll all hear what his position on that is, and then that will sort of dictate what the next step should be. I also hope that he or someone from the government at some point says something acknowledging the humanity of my client, which has sadly been absent so far.
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has led calls for the minister to identify himself and address the allegations. The federal government has extended Australia's international border ban until June. It cites the threat of more highly transmissible variants of COVID-19 from overseas. It leaves some 40,000 Australians stranded overseas with ongoing uncertainty. The chairman and board director of Rio Tinto, Simon Thompson, is to step down next month. His decision not to seek re-election comes after Rio destroyed 46,000-year-old caves in WA's Pilbara region in May last year to extract $188 million worth of high-grade iron ore. Australian music industry icon Michael Gudinski will be farewelled with a Victorian state funeral. Premier Daniel Andrews visited Mr. Gudinski's widow Sue last night and she accepted the offer. Michael Gudinski died in his sleep on Monday night at the age of 68. Overseas, FBI Director Chris Wray has labelled the deadly assault on the US Capitol on the 6th of January domestic terrorism. Mr. Wray has defended the Bureau's handling of intelligence, indicating that there might be violence on the day.
That attack, that siege, was criminal behaviour, plain and simple, and it's behavior that we, the FBI, view as domestic terrorism. It's got no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law.
United States President Joe Biden says the country is on track to deliver enough coronavirus vaccines for all adult Americans by the end of May, which is 2 months ahead of schedule.
That's progress, important progress. This is a wartime effort. And every action has been on the table, including putting together breakthrough approaches. And today, we're announcing a major step forward.
The White House is accelerating the production of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is the third vaccine available to the country's rollout program. To sport, Australia will now have to wait until June before playing another international competitive match after a March 30 World Cup qualifier against Nepal in Kathmandu was postponed. Due to uncertainty regarding the COVID-19 pandemic, Australia's matches against Nepal, Kuwait, Chinese Taipei and Jordan will be played between May 31 and June 15. Well, now the weather. Perth, showers and a possible storm, 26. Adelaide, sunny and 26 degrees. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 18. Hobart, cloudy and 18 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, much the same, 21. Sydney, a possible early shower, 23. Newcastle, a shower or two clearing, 23. Brisbane, a shower or two, 28. Cairns, possibly windy, rain at times and 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.